They certainly will. Hello, Brett Ogle.
Four. Good morning. Hey, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Brett.
Did you have a nice time?
Had a wonderful time. I can recommend Uluru, to everybody, particularly if you've got the kids, but even if you don't have kids, it's quite unique. It's a fabulous time, Brett.
I've never been there, and it's one place that I guess I would love to go. It's like most Aussies that have never been there that live here.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Like the split of people out there, it's probably 50-50, you know, like Aussies compared to, you know, overseas travellers. So maybe the overseas people do a better job of it than we do.
I'd love to hit a golf ball off the top of Uluru. I reckon that'd be really cool. It'd go for miles, wouldn't it?
I don't think the locals would encourage that.
That's a good idea. I'd
probably
like
not, but it's a good idea. What do you reckon, Flat?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I like it. Now, Bubba Watson, mate, and the Travellers.
Great finish to the tournament. I must say, Bubba Watson and Paul Casey ended up in a playoff. Bubba kind of looked like he was going to hand it over to Casey there with a bogey at 17, but ended up to be a two-hole playoff, and Bubba got the victory, fourth player to be a multiple winner this year. Jimmy Walker, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, and now Bubba. And, you know, it's funny when you look at stats and stuff, the two biggest winners on the PGA Tour since 2008, Rory McIlroy with 11 wins. Who's second? Bubba Watson with 8.
Yeah, he's a boom or bust player, isn't he?
He is. He's great to watch. I love watching the guy.
It's extraordinary, mate. I mean, every shot looks so different.
He hits it sideways, but he comes up with these miraculous shots. The one he played on 13, for those that didn't see it, he was out of one-shot lead at the time, 13th par 5. He drove it in a fairway bunker, and there's water all short of the green and about 100 yards up. And he took an iron out, and I thought he was laying up short of the water. From 212 yards, 190 metres. Anyway, he took a 5-iron out, hit it over the water, onto the green, and then hold it for eagle.
Yes.
It was an amazing shot. And, I mean, there's
he's
only
a phenomenal
one other guy
player
that I've ever seen do that, and that's Tiger.
Oh. Yeah, he's a phenomenal player. Yeah. And the other one was a great bit of byplay with the crowd, Brett, where some bloke, he's behind the tree, he was right at the fairway. Of course, he's a left-hander. And the bloke said, someone in the crowd said, take the 4-iron and just shove it out on the fairway. He looked at him, he pulled his sandwich out, put it straight over the top of the tree to about 12 foot.
He did. That was hilarious.
Yeah. He said, what do you think of that 4-iron under the tree?
Oh, that was so funny. Hey, it was good to see, I must say, one of the real nice blokes on tour who is a good friend of mine. He was coming to junior clinics that I was putting on over in England when I played the European Tour, and this little 9-year-old kid was coming out. Paul Casey. He's having a great year, and look, it's great to see him back playing well. He's had skiing accidents, he's had torn rib cartilages, he's had a whole host of issues since he was world number 3 back in 2009. Lost a playoff to James Harn at the Northern Trust earlier this year, and again, another playoff loss. He finished third the week after he lost to James Harn as well at the Honda Classic. So if you're looking for somebody to bet this week at the Greenbrier Classic on the PGA Tour, Casey's in the field.
Okay.
Have a little snipe at him.
All right.
And I'll tell you another player to have a little snipe at this week too, who is married to one of the Stephen Bowditch, the daughter of a member of the Greenbrier course at Sulphur Springs in Virginia.
Yeah.
And Bowditch finished runner-up there 2 years ago, and he's made 4 straight cuts since his win at the Byron Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Have a little snipe at Bowditch this week. You know, you don't know what you're going to get with Bowditch, but he plays good at this course. He plays it all the time. So local knowledge is a big key factor there. So if you're looking for a bet this week, I'd be having a snipe at Casey and Bowditch this week at the Greenbrier. Hey, and listen, hey, and also, Stephen Bowditch, great to see. As I said, he made 4 straight cuts. He's finished inside the top 20. Well, he is inside the top 20 of the FedEx Cup standings at the moment, right?
Yeah.
And at the end of the weekend tournament, the Travellers, inside the top 20 in the FedEx Cup, gets into the British Open. Into the Open Championship at St Andrews. So Bowditch has now taken our tally to 13 Aussies.
Well done.
In 3 weeks' time at St Andrews.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
How good.
Spieth going to win it?
Yeah, look, he's going to be hard to beat. I put an early bet on. I've put a bet on Casey and I put a bet on Stenson. They both finished third there in 2010 behind Louis Oosthuizen, who won the tournament by 7 shots. McIlroy also finished third there at St Andrews in 2010. Spieth and McIlroy will start favourites, but looking for a little bit of value and a little bit outside that, I'd be looking at Casey, who's played well there. Well, look, he shot 75 in the final round and finished third behind Oosthuizen in 2010. So I've gone Casey and Stenson already a little bit early. gone off, but anyway.
Brett, just on Paul Casey, obviously he's a mate of yours, but we were chatting yesterday, Slats and I, about the best bloke not to win a major, and I sort of thought Paul Casey, Sergio Garcia. Would that be about right, or you want to throw another one in there?
Well, Stenson's in there.
Stenson,
well. Dustin Johnson. Quite a few of them.
But, say Johnson, he's still got plenty of time, you know, but...
You've got to look
Is the best behind Paul and Sergio? And
yeah, if you're going to look at guys...
That's what I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And look at guys that have got dodgy putting grips. Okay. I can't see them win. Like Brandon Grace the other week at the US Open. I mean, guys that have got putter grips like that obviously have putting problems, so under pressure, I can't see them winning major championships. Sergio
Sam Snead
won't win a major. Can't win a major. Now, too much scar tissue for mine. And Dustin Johnson's beginning to be like that, although he is only, 28, I think, 29.
Yeah, so. He's got time. Mm. Yeah, he's maybe not at the peak of his powers, but maybe the peak of, like, Casey and Sergio are gone. You're always at the peak of your powers, so well to done. Drummond Golf. Get yourself down to Drummond Golf.
Hey,
if you can't, go to the website too, drummondgolf.com.au. The Golf Show?
Have I got 1 minute?
Yeah.
Have I got 1 minute? I've got an amazing story for you. What are the odds of having a hole-in-one?
You?
Remote.
About 1 million to 1. What are the odds of having 2 hole-in-ones in one round?
Oh, ridiculous.
67 million to 1. What about the odds of having 3 hole-in-ones in a round?
Come on.
Doesn't happen.
Right? Now, overnight, I've seen this story, and it's been verified by the pro at Laurel Hills Golf Club in Virginia. A 59-year-old American who plays off +4, shot 57. He's had 3 hole-in-ones in one round, 2 of them on 2 par 4s. And one of them on a par 3. He's now had 22 aces in his career.
Ridiculous.
Go figure.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Golf Show tonight. Peter Lonard is on. He joins Gary and I on the couch for a good chat about where he's been the past 4 or 5 years and what his movements are. He's 48 next month. So that'll be good. Don't miss that tonight, 7:30. Or if you miss the 7:30 and you can't make it, you've got the kids and all that, 9:30 replay. So check it out tonight. And yes, drummondgolf.com for all your specials, deals, and a whole lot more.
Good on you, Brett.
Have a great week, boys. And just come on. I'd love to see Stephen Bowditch win this week. Two wins in 5 weeks. That'd be unbelievable.
Outstanding.
It'd be good odds too. 40s at least.
Yep.
See you later.
See you later, mate.
Have a great
golfing
week.
Bye.